Okay, so in the today is the 41st of the Omer, and if we see the most sidurim, you have the Netilas Yadayim, Asher Yotzar, the Birchas HaTorah, and then the Lekai Neshama. But in the Siddur Hagra, or in the Siddur Vilna, it's clearly changes the order of the last two. Lekai Neshama comes right after the Bracha of Asher Yotzar, and then only then you say Birchas HaTorah. I would give a possible svara based on the Tosfos in Maseches Pesachim and in Maseches Brachos that lists all of what we call Bracha HaSmucha L'Chaverta, all the brachos that come right after another bracha. So whenever that happens, the second bracha does not start with Baruch, unless it's a series of brachas, like in the morning. So that in benching, only the first bracha starts, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Hazon HaSolam. The next one doesn't start, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Nodeh Lecha, because they just finished, Baruch Ato Hashem Hazon HaSakol. Baruch Ato Hashem Al Haaretz V'Olam Hazon. So Rachem doesn't have to start with a bracha. They all end with a bracha. Mm. Right? The reason why the fourth bracha begins with Baruch, the Gemara Brachas discusses this, is because it was only added on later, and by Haruge Beitar, and they wanted to show it's different by starting with bracha. Right? Two different opinions on that, but that's one. Like Shemon Esrei, only the first one is Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Elokeinu Hoseinu. Everyone else is a bracha smucha chaverta. Now it's true that Shemon Esrei is a bracha smucha chaverta to Baruch Ato Hashem Goal Yisrael. Right, so even the first bracha, but not in Mincha and Musaf. So since in Mincha and Musaf, the first bracha of Shemon Esrei is not a bracha smucha chaverta, right? Mm-hmm. So we start with Baruch Atah even for Shacharis and Marav, where Shemon Esrei is a bracha smucha chaverta.
So for Shacharis, Gal Yisrael is considered part of Shemon Esrei?
No. Gal Yisrael is a, however, a bracha right next to Shemon Esrei. It's a bracha to Hashem HaBocher B'mo Yisrael B'Ahava. Right? So then there's Shema. Shema is not a bracha. So I say Shema. Now, the bracha, what comes right after that is another bracha. So it should start. Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, V'Yetziv Nechon V'Keyam. Every bracha, especially a big one, has to start with Baruch and end with Baruch. Right? Like Asher Yotzar. Right? So the reason why, so now I'm getting into what this is. So the Gemara asks, why doesn't the bracha v'yatziv nachon v'emunah start with a bracha? So Gemara says it's a bracha smuch l'chaverta to the bracha right before Kriyat Shema. Right. So even though Kriyat Shema interrupts, okay, mele, it doesn't constitute a hefsek. Right. Mm-hmm. They say the same for Yishtabach. Yishtabach is a bracha. Why doesn't it start bracha toshem l'ken mechalam Yishtabach shimcha? Answer.
Because there's no
you started saying it.
Baruch Shamar.
It's a bracha smucha to Baruch Shamar.
That's why you can't speak between them.
Right. It's like interrupting in the middle of a bracha. At Kedekach.
I didn't think it was, though. I questioned myself because it's Baruch Shamar.
Joel, yes? Right?
For Rabbi Stutchel, you and I discussed this.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'll give it to him today. Sure.
Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome.
It's Baruch Shamar. It's not Baruch Ata Hashem.
It ends Baruch Ato Hashem Elokim Vav.
Yeah, but it doesn't start that way. It doesn't start Baruch Ato Hashem.
Good. So why doesn't it start? It's a bracha. It ends bracha.
It starts with Baruch, but not.
Yeah, it's funny. Tosfos doesn't discuss that. Maybe it's because it's smucha to something. I mean, the brachas are shachar. I'm not sure. That's a good question. Bracha before in making a bracha on the mitzvah of saying Psukah Dezimra. David, why doesn't Baruch Shamar start with a bracha? Why Baruch Shamar? Why not Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam? Shamar v'hayolam.
Because you're already linked, aren't you?
You're already
linked. It's a part of the...
From what? Well, Yishtabach doesn't start with a bracha, fine, because it's smucha to... That Tosfos says.
Right, smucha, the whole thing.
So Baruch Shamar was smucha to what? So maybe the Birchas HaShachar. It must be linked to the Birchas HaShachar.
There's a kaddish between them.
You were just learning about all these interruptions that don't count as an interruption. All the Pesukah Dezimra is not an interruption. Shema is not an interruption.
Yeah, but Kaddish is always an interruption in all davening.
It's not in Mariv, in Smichas Gula Tvila. Baruch Hashem Gal Yisrael, and I have Kaddish.
It's linked to the brachas, right?
So Mstam, it's linked to the brachas. Listen to this. So this is the biggest Kiddish. And what's the Lekai Neshama Smucha to? But this is also in Tosfos. It's not my Kiddish.
Neshama is linked to the Tosfos.
No. That's not the answer the Gemara gives. We're trying to figure out why the Siddur Vilna puts Netilas Yadayim, Asher Yotzar, and then Elokei Neshama, and all the other Siddurim have Birchas HaTorah in between. He puts Birchas HaTorah after. Now, it's true, the Marshal is a tshuva. He says, my father says Birchas HaTorah in the Korbanos. You ever see that, Minog?
I did see
There's
that.
There's some who say it in the Korbanos. By Birchas HaShem HaKadesh HaShimcha Barabim. The Mokadesh HaShem in my daily learning.
I thought the Vilna Gaon says that these two are linked. That's why. Right? One is physical and one is spiritual.
Right. So we try to link it with the daily avoda. Kior. Deshen, because the Torah is the Korban Talmid. So Keves Echad Tosev Aboker is a Vishinantam Levanecha, is a Shach Parav Kamecha, Vigizu Yom Valala. And this is Elokan Hashem, is the Ketores. Kior, Deshen, Talmid, Ketores. But he mixes up the order. So this is the point.
It's not Samach.
So Elokan Hashem is Samach to what? No, Hamapil.
That's the other one.
That's interesting.
So that's a big chiddush. The whole night of sleeping is one big avodas habore, because I'm being rejuvenated. What are you doing?
Do you have the? You don't have it, do you?
Tell me.
The Igaros Haraiya letters, the two volumes of the of Cook.
Oh, I had it. I had a whole closet of Israel stuff.
All the things we used to have.
Yeah. If I have it, it's down in that corner there. It's Matu Adairus, I don't know. Okay. I definitely had it. I had it two volumes. I know it's white cover with green writing. Definitely had it.
Thank you.
Sorry, David. If I come across it, I'll put it aside for you. Okay, so I think that's what's going on here, is that you wanted to make Elokai Neshama. Well, Tzilas Yadayim and Asher Yotzar, you had to have here, because they're washing their hands, and you can't say anything before doing this.
Right.
Can't say any bracha while you have to go to the bathroom.
Right.
So he wanted Elokai Neshama to be more as smucha as possible to, what about all this stuff?
Why isn't Tzilas Yadayim before Asher Yotzar?
What you're supposed to do is wash. But you can't say Alon Tiyas Adayim yet.
Right.
Wash, go to the bathroom, and the first thing that happened, that went was first is Alon Tiyas Adayim.
And then you say Asher Yotzar.
Yeah.
After the bathroom.
So. Yeah. The only thing you can say while having to go to the bathroom is Modani.
And,
why?
And until
Hashem's
name is not in there. And it's exactly the twelve words, remember we said 12 seconds? The neurologists say you should wait 12 seconds before moving around in the morning.
Right. Can you say Modani without a key point while you're in bed?
It's a good question.
If it's not Hashem's name, then why couldn't you?
I don't know. Because if you're in bed, you're saying, because you shouldn't walk the Adamos without a head covering. Good question. Should you, at the beginning, first consciousness?
Unless you sleep with the keep on, then you can easily do that.
I know a guy.
There's a Tosfos Menachos that says maybe we should sleep with our tzitzis on, so as not to require the bracha in the morning. Because if you keep sleeping with the tzitzis on, in other words, I can. We don't have this desire to say more and more and more brachas. We say brachas when we need to. But if you don't have to need to, take care of it, make a short shrift of it. But let's just see. Let's just do one halacha here because I'm getting picked up in about 2 minutes, and I think there's another person that wanted to see me. What happens if you're staying up all night? The short answer is someone you have to hear someone else say this bracha for you.
The Torah brachas.
No, Elokai Neshama. Oh, yeah, actually, they discuss that later. You don't have to sleep to say.
Do you say the Torah brachas again if you don't sleep?
No. But it's a good question because sleep during the day, a 3 or 4 hour nap during the day, it has to be a real nap. It has to be a real sleep, not just a cat nap. Requires a new Birchas Torah.
Wow. Then you wouldn't say Elokai Neshama because then you never sit on Mapil.
Right, right.
So a long Shabbos nap, you should say Elokai Neshama again?
You should say Birchas Torah. Not Elokai Neshama, though.
If you don't go to sleep, you do say Netilas Yadayim. I forget this one.
Yeah, if you don't go to sleep,
And Shavuos, we don't say Netilas Yadayim, do we? We just wash our hands and don't say a bracha.
Right. Someone else should say the Tzilas Yadayim because the Tzilas Yadayim is dependent on the Ruach Ra of sleep.
What if there's no one to hear say the brachas?
You're pressing the envelope here. Look, he didn't sleep.
It just happened to my friend.
No need to say Elokai Neshama. There's no need to say Birchas HaTorah. It's not,
my friend was just going to the airport. And it was 5 a.m. and
Shavuos.
Up all night. But then you can hear someone say them because
usually. You go to shul. Usually start with Nezilas Yadayim out loud upstairs. When you say it out loud. Right. Yeah, so...
Shavuos.
Okay. All right, guys, cool. So that's what this paragraph is about.